We begin the current daf Masechta Nedarim, daf Chav Tes. We begin on the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, we learned two halachas in our Mishnah on the previous daf regarding someone that's being makdish, netiyos, or a talis. The case of the ratio was if it doesn't get chopped down or if the talis doesn't get burned. And then regarding the case of the Seifa, his wording was that until it gets chopped down, this tree is going to be kadosh. And until this talis gets burned, it's going to be kaddish. And the wording that the Mishnah used to describe that halacha was in lehem pidyon, that it doesn't have redemption. Now there's a machlekes between Barpada and Ula, how to define in lehem pidyon. And that is, there's a machlekes rishonim, we said, between the Rashba and Rav Moshe Kartavi to define exactly machlekes Ula and between Barpada. But primarily, is that everyone agrees that the machlekes hinges on if Kedusha could be Paka Bechti. Can a sanctity just be removed? Barpada held that no. Barpada held that there has to be some type of a release of the Kedusha, even though you made it for a limited time, it can't just stop. You have to be paid it. And therefore, even if you say that he said it's only until it gets chopped down, but however, once it gets chopped down, Barpada says you still have to go ahead and release that, so you would have to redeem it one more time. It's just that he holds that when the Mishnah says, Ein lehem pidyon, means say that redemption will not help, because actually the whole time it's going to be re-sanctified, and that's what he means to say, Achi Yiktzaitz, to say that as long as it's not Katzatz, even if I redeem it, it's going to be re-sanctified. Whereas Ula holds that no. And there's Machlekes Rishonim, how far does he argue? Does he argue on the whole halacha? And he says, Ein lehem pidyon means to say that you don't need a pidyon, and therefore the same thing would apply to during the time of the sanctity before it was katzatz. If you redeem it, does he hold like Barpada, like the Rashba says, that it will continually be re-sanctified, or like Rav Moshe Kartavi holds that no, they're actually contingent, these two variables, one on the other, and therefore since Ula holds that it's not going to require a pidyon when it's katzatz, therefore actually he's going to hold that it's never going to get re-sanctified. But be that as it may, they argue regarding if Kedusha is paka bichti, when it was katzatz, when the tree gets chopped down. And you only said it should be kaddish until it gets chopped down. According to Barpada, you still have to redeem it because there has to be some type of a pidyon to release it. And Ola says, no, once it gets chopped down, that's all until when he said it should require kedusha. And after that, ein lehem pidyon, it doesn't need to have a pidyon anymore. Now that's where our current daf continues. And Omale Rav Amnuna. So Rav Amnuna says to Ula, who again just interpreted the halacha of our Mishnah, the Ein lehem pidyon, means to say that, no, once it gets chopped down, it doesn't need to be redeemed anymore. It could be paka bechti. And that Rav Amnuna argues on Ula, and he says, but kedusha shebehen leheichan holcha. Where exactly did that sanctity go? That's because Rav Amnuna held like Barpada, that a kedusha cannot just disappear. It's a metaphysical energy, and there has to be some type of a release of it. And he proves his point. He says, ma ilu amale isha, imagine if somebody tells a woman, Hayim at ishti, ul machri at ishti. Today you're my wife. Tomorrow you're not my wife. Mi nafka b'lo get? Would she be able to leave the marriage without a get? You can't, because there's a kedushin that's here between the husband and the wife. So although he says, I only want it for today, but tomorrow you're not my wife anymore, but where does the kedushin go? There has to be a release. There needs to be a get. And that is, without a get, it doesn't make a difference if he said he doesn't want it to be past that point in time. You need to release it, and therefore the same thing would apply over here regarding the case of our Mishnah, of a sapling, of a netiyah, where although you said until yiktzatz, fine, but after that, you still have to have a release for that, and therefore you would require a pidyon like Barpada, and that's his question that he's asking on Ula, who says that no, ein lehem pidyon is interpreting, you don't need to, it could be paka bechti. So on that, Rav responds to Rav Amnuna regarding his question on Ula, and he says, "Mikum edamis kedushas damim? Can you compare the halach of our Mishnah, which is talking about a monetary sanctity, which obviously the netiyah itself, the sapling, the tree, the talus, is not becoming a carbon? He just said it should have the monetary sanctity of a carbon, meaning you would have to use that money to purchase a carbon, the kedushas agof, to physical sanctity, which is what there is between the husband and wife, which there's the woman herself has kedushin. Kedushas damim paka bechti. What's the question? Monetary sanctity, like Ula saying in the halacha of our Mishnah, it could just disappear. It could just dissipate because you made it only for this limited time. Now it's past that time. It was already katzas. No more kedusha. But kedushas haguf. You're right. What you're bringing from marriage, that loy paka bechti. That, of course, the halacha would be that you can't just say you're my wife today, but you're not my wife tomorrow, and she could just leave just like that. There, I agree. And Ula would agree that you would need to have a get to make gerushin, to have a release. But that's because that's kedusha gov, and we're talking about kedusha sadamim, and kedusha sadamim could be it is pakabachti. Now, on the qualification, the classification of Rava, Amli Abaya, Abaya asks to Rava, and he's not asking on necessarily Rava's answer for Ula from Ramnuna's question. What he is asking is on regarding the categorization that he said. He said that Kedusha's Damim is agreeing to Rav Nuna's question. But he's saying, but your question cannot really be difficult on Ula, because you're right. Although by a woman, you can't just disappear, you need to have a release, that's because that's Kedusha's Aguf. Kedusha's Aguf requires a release. But Kedusha's Damim doesn't. Now, so the necessary answer for Ula was on the Kedusha's Damim part, that it can be Paka Bechdi. But what Abai is asking the Rav is on the other part. Kedushas Aguf loy pakabechti? He's asking, you said, you answered for Ula that Kedushas Damim could be pakabechti. But you agreed to Rav Nuna regarding the halacha of a woman of marriage, where it's Kedushas Aguf, that you said that cannot just be released by itself. In other words, it requires something to release it, a pidyon, a get. On that Abai asks, is that really true? But the Tanya Litton Abai says as follows. The Braisa says, Shar zeh oila kolamadim. If he says this ox is a carbon oila for these 30 days, well, achalamadim shlamim, after 30 days, it should be a shlamim. So the halacha, the Braisa says, is so kolamadim, meaning if it's sacrificed within those 30 days, so like he said, it's going to be an oila, totally burnt on the mizbeach. Lachalamadim, if he brings it after 30 days, then his word said, then it should be a shlamim, then it's going to be a shlamim. Now, that the question Abai asked on Rabbi is, but Amai, why does it, after 30 days, get removed from the Kedushas Oila that it said it should be for 30 days, and then after 30 days it becomes a Shlamim, but Kedushas Aguf Ninu Upoka Bechdi, here we're talking about something that it itself could be sacrificed as a carbon, and it has a physical sanctity, and yet we see that it just, without doing anything to it, it just loses that sanctity of Oila. And once it reaches after the 30-day mark, if you're going to bring it as a carbon, it's a shlamim. And that's because it's just past the time frame that you gave it. So you see that a time frame to be paka bechdi works not just for kedushas damim, like you're saying, Rabba, but even for kedushas aguf, like we see from this braisa. Now, the Ran explains, he says that it's possible that Abai, who's asking this question, actually is arguing, and he's trying to say kedushas aguf could be paka bechdi, that he actually would hold that if a person tells a woman, today you're my wife and tomorrow you're not my wife, that actually maybe Abai is trying to say that tomorrow she would be able to go out without a get, meaning it would be paka bechdi. But the Ran also says it's possible that Abai holds that no, that even if you say, as he's proving from this braisa, that a physical sanctity could just be released by itself once it reaches past the time frame given, but he would agree by when someone tells a woman that tomorrow you're not my wife, that she wouldn't be able to leave the marriage without a get. Now, the reason for that discrepancy is because the Ran explains the logic. He says that any kinyan, any acquisition that's not forever, is called in halacha a kinyan peiris, because you're not really having the kinyan go. It's not yours. It's for a limited time. So essentially, even though it's yours for that time, it's really what's called in halacha a kinyan peiris. You have the utility of it. You can do whatever you want with it, but it's not really yours. Now, therefore, he explains that by hektish, since you could make something hektish of a monetary sanctity that's not forever. So therefore, it's also possible that it could have a physical sanctity for a similar concept for a limited time frame also. Because even if you'll say that sanctity is going to be on a monetary sanctity, but we find that there is a monetary sanctity regarding hektish. So in a sense, it could be a kedushas aguf, but limited time frame. Because although that means that's not really the guf is not yours, the object, but rather the peiros, the utility, so fine. So then define it within the context of kedushas damim. And that makes sense because hektish could have kedushas damim. But he says by a woman, since if she's not going to be his wife forever, so then it doesn't mean that he's having a kin haguf in her. There's not a real acquisition in her body, in the woman. Now, problem is, since it's not forever, so the only way you would be able to define it would be on the Kedushas Damim in Kinyan Peiris, but there is no Kinyan Damim in a woman. And therefore, it's not possible to have an acquisition in a woman for a limited time because that would be that you don't have a Kedushas Aguf. And that's why It could be that Abaye is saying, although that yes, Kedusha Guf is Paka Bechdi, but that's only in things like Hektish. But by a woman, it's not possible, because it can't be classified then as what time-limited meaning to say Kedusha is Damim. Rather, it has to be Kedusha Saguf, and therefore, since it's Kedusha Saguf, that's something that has to be forever, and therefore, it would require a get to release that. And actually, the Ron says that that option makes the most sense, that she can't be released without a get, even according to Abaye, because from the fact that the Gemara had asked, as if it's so obvious, that Rav Nuna asked, what do you mean? If someone tells a woman, today you're my wife, and tomorrow you're not my wife, would she leave without a get? Obviously, from that phraseology, it sounds like that nobody would argue on such a thing, and therefore it sounds like that Abaye would agree by the woman that she can't be released without a get. But one thing is that Abaye is asking on Rava, is that obviously we find, at least in regards to Karbanos, to Hektish, that something that even has a Kedusha Zaguf, it is Paka Bechdi. Where, although for the first 30 days it had the sanctity of an Ayla, and if you bring it as a carbon, it's going to be sacrificed as an Ayla, after 30 days, just like that by itself, it becomes a Shlamim, even though it's a Kedusha Zaguf. So now the Gemara answers for Rava, now Hochmei Skina. That Bryce is talking about the Amar Lidmei, where he said it that it should have monetary sanctity. So monetary sanctity, that's, yes, it's going to be Paka Bechti, like Rav had explained, for Ula. But you're right, if it was Kedusha Zaguf, then it wouldn't be Paka Bechti. Now the Ron explains it has to be talking about that this animal, this shayr, now the way the Gemara is explaining it, that it's for monetary sanctity, must be talking about that it's a balmum, that has a blemish. And that is why, as we explained for Rav, it could be Paka Bechdi. Because if it's an unblemished animal, then even if he says that it should have monetary sanctity, it actually gets physical sanctity. As the Gemara says elsewhere, that if someone takes a tumim, an unblemished animal, and he's makdish it for bedek habayis, meaning not for the karbanos, but rather for the upkeep of the temple, so then you cannot take it away from the mizbeach, it actually gets physical sanctity and has to be brought in the mizbeach. So then you would be back to the question, it is kedush saguf, and it wouldn't be paka bechdi, and therefore the Ran explains that it has to be told about that it actually has a mum, so it's only monetary sanctity, and that's how it could be paka bechdi. Now, because it's going to be important for the Gemara later, when the Gemara is going to discuss barpada, it's important to note what the Ram brings over here, that there's a machlokes in regarding this Gemara's answer, that there are those who want to say that this Gemara's answer only works for Rava, because Rava holds, as Ula holds, that the Kedushas Damim of monetary sanctity could be Paka Bechdi, it could just go away by itself, but according to Barpada, the Gemara's answer still would not answer it regarding his opinion, because Barpada holds that even Kedushas Damim is not Paka Bechdi. And so therefore this Bryce would be difficult according to Barpada, even according to the Gemara's answer now, because even if it's a monetary sanctity, as he says in our Mishnah, that Einlam Pidyon, that a Pidyon doesn't help, meaning regarding when it's when it's before it was Niktzatz, but he holds that after it's Niktzatz, it's not Paka Bechdi, you still have to go ahead and be Poided, that's obviously refuted from this Bryce. But the Ran does bring down that there are those who say that this Gemara's answer works even for Barpada. And the reason why is a sophisticated answer, is that is, since we're talking about, as the Gemara is answering, that the person who is sanctifying this shur was for monetary sanctity, so they explain that Barpada would say that the Bryce is talking about that the person redeemed it. Now that's why, after 30 days, the sanctity of Shlomim will take effect on it, is because, you're right, although the Kedusha's oil cannot be Paka Bechdi, even if it was just a monetary sanctity, but since it's a monetary sanctity, and you can only say this for monetary, as we're going to explain later, by physical sanctity, and you cannot be paidit, so it's monetary sanctity, so since it's monetary sanctity, now, therefore, according to Barpada, you could redeem it, and since you could redeem it, it's talking about that you redeemed it, and that's what we mean, that after 30 days, that's so now that the Kedusha's oil is gone, so now that's why the Kedusha Shlomim after 30 days is going to take effect. Now then the question is, that seems pretty obvious. And so that the Ran says, no, the Chiddush would be, according to this interpretation of Barpada in this Braisa, that we would think to say that since when you said that after 30 days there should be a Shlomim, it wasn't appropriate for Shlomim to take effect. Why? Because in a sense, even if we're talking about Kedusha's Damim, the sanctity of the Ayla itself, which is the first sanctity on the Shar, is not Paka Bechdi, even if it's monetary sanctity, according to Barpada. So therefore, we would have said that even if you ultimately do redeem the sanctity of the Ayla, still the Kedusha Shlam should not take effect, because when you said it should be after 30 days Shlam, it was not appropriate for it to take effect. And that's what the Chiddush of the Braisa is, that the Kedusha Shlamim is what's called an halacha mitlit tala b'kayma. It's really there. It's just it can't take effect because the Kedusha's Oyla is there. But when it finds a space, meaning when the Kedusha's Oyla is removed through the pidyon, so then therefore the Kedusha Shlam that you made was always there, was extant, and therefore then it will take effect on this animal, and therefore after 30 days it's going to be Kaddish. But one thing is, the focus of the Gemara now is not on Barpad, it's on Rava. And therefore the answer that the Gemara gave for Rava from Abaya is that actually Kedushas HaGuf is not Paka Bechdi. You do need to do some type of a pidyon or a get. However, here that the Braisa says they're going to go from Oyla to Shlamim is because we're talking about Kedushas Damim, and on that Rava holds Kedushas Damim, like Ula, it is Paka Bechdi. But on this explanation, the Gemara asks, Ihacheim Asefer. But then let's see the end of this Braisa. You tell me that it's talking about Kedushas Damim. So the first case of the Braisa was what we just quoted before, where he said for the first 30 days, if I bring it, it's an Oyla. After that, it's going to be a Shlamim. The Sefer, the Braisa says, La'achar lama yom Oyla. He says that actually after 30 days, it will be an Oyla. U'me'achar Shlamim. However, if I bring it now, meaning up until 30 days, then it's going to be a Shlamim. So the halacha of the Braisa there says that, so after 30 days, it's going to be an Oyla, and from now, it's going to be a Shlamim. Now on that, the Gemara asks, if you explain the two cases of the Braisa, one is talking about that the Shur, either that it's for the first 30 days, going to be one or the other, Oyla and Shlamim, or Shlamim and Oyla, and that one of the two cases is talking about where we're talking about that the animal had a physical sanctity, meaning it was a Tam. And the other case in the Braisa talking about that it was talking about when he was given a monetary sanctity, meaning when it was a Baal Mum and had a blemish. So the Gemara says that would make sense. That's why the Tana would have to say two different cases. Why? Because the Salka, we would have thought to say, Kedushas HaGuf, Loi Paka Bechdi. No. Physical sanctity cannot be removed just by itself. It's only Kedushas Dam and Paka Bechdi, that only monetary sanctity can be removed by itself. That would make sense then, why the Braisa has to teach two different cases to teach us that no, it's not just by physical sanctity, it's not just by monetary sanctity that when one time frame finishes, the other one will kick in. It's even by physical sanctity. And that is, meaning that what the Tana is teaching in the Seifa is to reveal regarding the halacha the Reisha. I mean, we only really had to tell you one. But if we only told you one case, we would have said that it's only when it's monetary sanctity that it could just be Paka Bechdi. But we would have thought, Kedushas HaGuf, that's not Paka Bechdi. That's why the Tana Baisa tells you two cases. Now, why am I telling you two? Obviously, to tell you that even Kedushas HaGuf is Paka Bechdi, that it could go from Oyla and Shlam, Shlam to Oyla, just by itself, even when it has physical sanctity. However, Ella, but the Gemara says, and this is the Gemara's question on Rav, according to you, that you hold Kedushas HaGuf is never Paka Bechdi. So then the question is, I Amrit Idi Kedushas Damim. So according to you, you have to say it's always talking about only a monetary sanctity. And that's what you hold like Ula, that only by monetary sanctity could it just transfer without a pidyon. But then the question is, Lamalila Misn Itarti. Why do you need to have two cases to tell you this halacha? And actually, it's even more difficult than that. Because Hashti Yeshleime, if we said in the Reisha in the first case, Mikdusha Chamura L'Kedusha Kala Paka, we said, when the first 30 days is going to be an Oyla. After that, it becomes a Shlamim. So, and we're talking about monetary sanctity, because that's the only cases that works according to Rav. So if from a stringent Kedusha, that of Oyla, we said it could just be by itself released to a Kedusha Shlamim, so Mikdusha Kala, L'Kedusha Chamura, so the case of the Seifa, when the first 30 days it was Shlamim, and after the 30 days, it gets upgraded to a stringent Kedusha of Oyla, Tzrich L'Meima, do we have to say that it could go ahead and make that transfer by itself and just be Paka Bechdi? And therefore, as the Ran explains, the Gemara has refuted the interpretation of Rava. Because you definitely hear from this Braisa that even Kedushas HaGuf is Paka Bechdi. Because if it was Kedushas Damim, you wouldn't need to have two cases to teach the same halacha. Because actually, all the more so, the first case, if they're both talking about the same concept of Kedushas Damim, first case actually is the bigger Chiddush. Because it's being released from a more severe to a lesser. So it's being Paka Bechdi. So for sure, when the second case, which is at least upgrading, that there you would say that maybe the Kedusha could take effect because it's making it a higher level of sanctity, there for sure could be Paka from the low one, Bechdi, and therefore it must be that one telling you Kedusha Damim, and the other one telling you Kedusha Guf, and still it's Paka Bechdi, it goes by itself, even though it has a physical sanctity, it will go ahead and transfer to the other one, even without the person doing anything to make a change. So obviously, Rav is refuted, and even Kedusha's HaGuf, like Abaye said, could be Paka Bechdi. Now, therefore, what the Gemara's conclusion is, that Rava should not have responded to Rav Amnuna's question. Again, this started because Rav Amnuna asked a question on Ula, and Ula was saying that the Kedusha could be Paka Bechdi. On that, Rav Amnuna asked, what do you mean? It can't be. Look at a woman. When there's Kedusha over there, it can't just say, today you're my wife, tomorrow you're not my wife. Now, what Rava responded was that said, wait a second, what's your question? You're talking about a woman that's Kedusha's a guf. And Ula is talking about Kedusha's damim. And you can't compare the two. Now, obviously what Rava held, but he was refuted from this price that we just discussed, that Kedusha's a guf of Hekdesh cannot just be Paka Bechdi, just like Kedusha's a guf of a woman cannot be Paka Bechdi. Now, the problem is that was refuted from the Braisa, where we see that, no, there are Kedusha's a guf that could be Paka Bechdi. But however, the Ram points out what the Gemara should have answered, what Rava should have said, not the way he said it, because not every Kedusha's a guf is going to be Loi Paka Bechdi. There are Kedusha's a guf that are going to be Paka Bechdi. So what's different then between a woman and between Ula, who holds it could be Paka Bechdi, and Kedusha's Isha, which it cannot be Paka Bechdi, is because you can't compare specifically a woman to Hekdesh. The reason being is because, as Aran explained previously, that you cannot acquire a woman halfway. We explained that. We said it can't be for a limited time, because then it's going to be like a Kedusha's Dam, as we explained previously. But by Hekdesh, that's not true. You could have even a Kedusha's Aguf for a limited time, although then you'll define it in the context of like a Kinyan Peris. But therefore, even if you have a physical sanctity on an animal, it could be Paka Bechdi. And therefore, there's no difficulty that Rav Amnuna is asking from the case of the woman. Because you're right. By a woman, you can't say today you're my wife and tomorrow you're not my wife. And you need a get. But that doesn't prove that Kedusha not Paka Bechdi. That's just because by a woman has to be a full-fledged Kedusha Guf, a Kinyan Olam. So there, of course, it cannot just be released. But regarding Hekdesh, meaning both by Kedusha's Dam, which is what Ula is discussing, and even by, like Abaye proved from the Braisa of Kedusha's Haguf, and that actually supports Ula, because the Braisa is proving that a Kedusha's Haguf is Paka Bechdi, as Rav was just refuted from that Braisa, all the more so Kedusha's Dam. And therefore, Ula is not difficult. It's just that Rav's answer for Ula has been refuted, because you can't divide it based on the lines of Kedusha's Dam and Kedusha's Haguf. Because not only is Kedusha's Adam in Paka Bechdi, but even Kedusha's Guf is Paka Bechdi. It's just that Rav Nuna's question wasn't difficult because woman is different and a woman cannot just be Paka Bechdi. Now, based on the interpretation we just gave, so on that, therefore the Gemara continues and asks. And the Gemara says, so not only should Rava be refuted, but Lema Tava Tiyuv to the Bar Pada. Let's say we have refuted the interpretation of Bar Pada of our Mishnah, the Amma that he says, Loi Paka Kedusha Bechdi, Bar Pada holds, as we explained on the previous daf, that a sanctity, even a monetary sanctity, cannot just dissipate. Even if you gave a time frame, let's say you said this sapling should be Kaddish until it gets chopped down. So although, let's say, all the while that it's not chopped down, let's say according to Bar Pada, it's going to continuously be reactivated as a carbon, even if you're redeeming it, but once it gets chopped down, okay, it's done. But Bar Pada says you still have to redeem it one last time, because that Kedusha that was until it gets chopped down cannot just be released, although it's to a specific time frame. On that, the Gemara is asking that now that we just proved from Abaya, which refuted Rava, we want to say that same refutation should refute Bar Pada. Because obviously, the Braisa is talking about not just Kedusha's Daman being Paka Bechdi, of the Shur being an Oil or Shlom for 30 days and then a different type after that 30 days. We said that there's two cases, must be not only Kedusha's Daman, but even Kedusha Guf. Even a physical sanctity could just be removed by itself, so that should be difficult to Bar Pada. Because now that we have interpreted that the Brice is told by even Kedusha's Aguf, you can't be poida, you can't redeem. It's only Kedusha's Damim. It has a monetary sanctity from Hekdesh, you can redeem it. You cannot redeem physical sanctity. Now the problem with that is, if you can't redeem it, so how's it transferring? And that is because Bar Pada holds that you can't just transfer something without being poida. Now, as the Ran explains, because had we said that both cases were told by Kedusha's Damim, that wouldn't be difficult according to Bar Pada. Because he would say, yes, you know how it goes from the first 30 days of Oilo or Shlomim to the other one after the 30 days? It's Toma when you redeemed it. If you redeemed it, So then that's how we went to make the transfer. Because a Kedusha cannot just be released by itself. But now they were saying one of them is Kedusha Zagov. Kedusha Zagov cannot be redeemed. So obviously not doing it through redemption. And it's going from one thing to the next. So you see that Kedusha Zagov, and even Kedusha Zagov, or really any Kedusha could be Paka Bechdi. That is a refutation of our Padre who said a Kedusha is not Paka Bechdi. So on that the Gemara says, no. Amar Papa, Papa says, Amar Lecho Bar Padre, Padre would tell you that Hachi Kama, this is what the Brisa is saying. Specifically, the end of the Brisa. The end of the Brisa is telling you that Im Loi Amar Me'achshav Shalom, if the person would not have said, meaning he originally said that after 30 days it should be an Oila. And then he also said that, but from now it should be a Shalom. So on that, Bapada would explain what the Brisa is really trying to tell you, the Chiddush, the novelty of the Brisa, is coming to tell you that if you would not say from today it's going to be a shlamim up until the 30 days, then la'acha lamayim oyla haba. Then after 30 days, it would be considered a karban oyla. Now, as Duran explains how the Gemara is answering for Bar Pada, and that is the Gemara is attempting to explain the seifa of the Brisa. The reason being is because the reisha of the Brisa is as we always explained it, meaning, so we only said that it has to be Kedushas Aguf because there's two cases. But one of the cases could be referencing to Kedushas Damim. So in that, the Reisha that said the first 30 days is an Oila, and then after that it becomes a Shlamim, that was talking about when you made it for Kedushas Damim. Let's say it was a Baal Mum, where it's possible to redeem it. And therefore it's not difficult according to Bar Pada, because he's going to explain this, talking about how to transfer from one to the next, is when you did Pidyon. But the question, the problem for Bar Pada was the Sefer. As we said, because you don't need two cases to tell you Kedushas Damim, so obviously it's talking about Kedushas Aguf. So the talking to Kedusha Aguf. So the question was, so how does it transfer? You can't be paided. So obviously you see that it could be Paka Bechti, not like Bar Pada. So that the Gemara answers that you're right. It's talking about Kedusha Aguf, but it's not difficult for Bar Pada. The reason being is because with the Brisa, when it says that after 30 days it should be an Oila, but from now it should be a Shlomim, what the Brisa means to say is that after 30 days it will be an Oila like he said, if he doesn't say from now it's going to be a shlam. And later on we'll explain from the Ran, but that's not the words of the Brisa. The Brisa says, Umei Achshav Shlam. The Ran will explain exactly, because there are some Rishayim that actually say Chasur Mechsra, but the Ran doesn't change the words. It's the same words, but he explains how that is. But first, the Ran explains, so what's the Chiddush in that? I mean, obviously the Brisa is coming to tell us the Chiddush. So originally we thought the Chiddush of the Brisa was telling you, which refuted Rav, and we thought to make a refutation of Bar Pada too, and saying that Kedushas Aguf could also be Paka Bechdi. Now we're not saying that. Rather, we're saying a different halacha, and that is, we're saying that if you didn't say that from now it should be a Shlamim, then after 30 days it would have been an Oila. So we actually learned two Chiddushim from there. First of all, what the primary Chiddush is, that if you would just say that after 30 days it should be an Oila, and you didn't say anything else, then it would take effect. And why would we think otherwise? Because not to say that since right now it's not Kaddish, because you're only saying it should be after 30 days, we would think also that it wouldn't be Kaddish at that later point in time. And that we're saying it's not true. Rather, that it will take effect at a later point in time. And that's what the Gemara will shortly continue and say, that's because that's exactly like when a person tells a woman that he gives her money now and says, after 30 days, I want you to be my wife, that after 30 days, she will be his wife. So although it's not taking effect now, it could take effect at a later point in time. So since he's saying it now, although it doesn't take effect until then, it could take effect up until now. It could take effect after 30 days. Now, another Chiddush that the Brisa is teaching us is that it's only when he doesn't say Me'achshav Shlamim that after 30 days is going to be an Oila. But when he does say that, but from now it should be a Shlamim, then it's not going to be an Oila after 30 days. Now, on that, the Ran says, on that point, there's actually many Chiddushim in that point. And he goes through all the different Chiddushim in that point. So again, meaning the way the Gemara is explaining for Bar Pada, the second case, is saying that actually it's not going to be an Oila after 30 days. It's actually going to maintain a Shlamim. And that's exactly like Bar Pada holds, that Kedusha is not Paka Bechti. What the Brisa means to say that after 30 days is going to be an Oila is if you had not said Me'achshav Shlamim. So we said that, first of all, that's a Chiddush, because had you not said it, we're saying that it could take effect, even though right now it's not taking effect. And you're only saying it now, so how could you do something now and take effect after 30 days? That could work. similar as we're going to explain by the case of marriage. Now, the other chiddush of that is, actually works very well with Bar Pada, to say that, but if you did say Me'achshav Shlam, then actually then it's not going to be an oil after 30 days. So the first chiddush in that is because actually telling us the halacha Bar Pada, that the kedushas haguf of the shlamim, which is Me'achshav, is not Paka Bechti. And what the chiddush in that is to say that don't say that that's only by, let's say, by a more stringent sanctity. Let's say that of an oila. So if an oila, then you can't. And that we're saying that no, even a very smaller level, kedusha, a lighter kedusha of shlamim, is also not paka bechti. No, even if it has a smaller sanctity, you just can't remove that by itself. And that's actually specifically the Ram points out, according to Bar Pada, why here we mention that Me'achshav Shlam, the first sanctity is going to be that of Shlamim, and it doesn't say the first sanctity that of Oila, which what we're explaining is that the later sanctity will not take effect, because not Paka Bechdi. We're teaching that even if this sanctity that is not Paka Bechdi is even a lower Kedusha, that of Shlam, still it can't be Paka Bechdi. Now, moreover is that we're coming to tell you that you shouldn't think to say that that's only where if someone says, let's say, that this Shur should be a Shlamim for the whole 30 days. Where we say, oh, okay, fine, you say it in that way, so the Kedusha of the Shlam is manifest and there's nothing stopping it because it should be for all these 30 days, so it continues. And that we're telling you that even if you're saying that it shouldn't continue indefinitely, you're saying that after the 30 days it should be an Oila. So you would think that the Oila would take effect after 30 days, and that wouldn't be considered Paka Bechdi, because actually to the contrary, the later Kedusha is better and it's more than the first Kedusha Kala. And that we're telling you it doesn't make a difference. Even if the later Kedusha is a higher level Kedusha, it's not really just removing the earlier Kedusha, it's adding on to it. And that we're saying that no, even the early one, that even if it's just a Shlam, a lower one, it can't go from a Shlam to Ayla, that would still be considered Paka Bechdi. Although you're adding on to the Kedusha, but you're moving the Kedusha of the Shlam, and that just can't be released by itself. Moreover, another part of this Chiddush is, again, these are all explaining the chiddush, and when you say me'achshav shlam, that actually la'achal lamed yom, it will not be an oila, is that what we're saying is that the sanctity of the shlamim, when it takes effect on this animal, right away it encounters the sanctity of the oila, which should hold it from manifesting after 30 days. In other words, we would think to say that actually in such a case, it actually would only have the tzfis of the Kedusha Shlam up until 30 days, because you said that la'achar lamed yom should be an oila. Chiddush in that is to say that even in such a case where you limited it for the 30 days, because after 30 days it has to be an oila, still once the Kedusha Shlam takes effect, even if it was only up until the sanctity of the oila that was already there, it doesn't make a difference. Since it took effect first, it can't just be released by itself. An added component of that is that don't say that maybe this would only be if you first said Me'achshav Shlam. If the first thing you said, the first Kedusha that was created, was the Kedusha of Shlam, and before you said the Kedusha of the Ayla. For example, let's say you said, for all of these 30 days it should be Shlam. And then you added on, you said, but after 30 days it should be Ayla. Maybe you say in such a case, that's when the Kedusha Shlam actually should be manifest. But what we're telling you is that even if you first said, which is like the wording of the Braisa, La'achar lamed yom oila, you first said after 30 days should be oila. So then we would think to say, okay, then the sanctity of the shlam doesn't have room to go more than 30 days because we already made it the sanctity of the oila, which would work actually to take effect after 30 days, which was the first of the two chedushim. The Ran says, the Brice is telling you, according to Bar Pada. Therefore, the kedushas oila is there. So the kedush shlam can't go past that. So you would think maybe then it would go from the shlam to the oila, that the chiddush is that even if what's called Techidei Dibur, meaning the second after you said that after 30 days there should be Ayla, you said right away Me'achshav Shlamim, and it doesn't make a difference. The sanctity, in other words, since right away you qualified the La'achar Lamed Yom, you said right away that it should be right now Me'achshav Shlamim, so the sanctity of the Shlam takes effect, and therefore there's no place anymore for the sanctity of the Ayla to take effect, because the Kedusha Shlam took effect first, even if you said Ayla first, but since right after you said, but Me'achshav Shlamim, so the Shlam takes effect right now, and therefore it cannot be Paka Bechdi, and actually it will not become an Oila after the 30 days. Now the Ran explains that, don't say that the Gemara, when it's answering for Bar Pada, which sounds like it's distorting the wording of the Braisa. Because the wording of the Braisa made it sound like, and that's what, again, as we said, some Rishonim say that it's Chasuri Mechsra B'Hach G'tani. That's the understanding of their explanation of the Gemara. It's not true. Although the Braisa is saying that Mi'achshav Shlamim U'la'achalam Yem Oila, that it sounds like that now will be a Shlamim and later will be an Oila. And that the Ran explains that no, what the Braisa is saying is that if someone says that after 30 days there should be an Oila, and from now it should be Shlamim, when it says that after 30 days is going to be an Oila, what it means to say is that it's fit to be after 30 days an Oila, which is the first of the two chedushim we said the Braisa is telling you, that if you didn't say Me'achshav Shlamim, it would be an Oila, even though you're doing the kinyan now, meaning the wording of saying it should be an Oila, and it's only taking effect after 30 days. But what the second chiddush of the Braisa is that, but once you did say Me'achshav Shlamim, so therefore now it will be a Shlamim, it says, meaning in those 30 days, and therefore that prevents the sanctity of the Oila, that it shouldn't take effect, because the Kedusha Shlamim is not Paka Bechti. And that is that you shouldn't say that this that we're saying, that the Kedusha Shlamim is manifest, that's only because we said that after 30 days, in other words, now the Ran coming to explain now an added chiddush over here, which actually works very well, and actually it comes out that the Braisa is actually illustrating Bar Pada's halacha, not just not refuting him, but it's actually illustrating his halacha. How so? And that is because, and this is also his explanation of why it's not just a distortion of what the Braisa is saying, but rather the Braisa specifically said it this way to set up as follows, and that is, don't say that this that we're saying, that the sanctity of the Shlamim will continue to be manifest, and that is that we're saying that, why? Why will it even continue being a Shlamim even after 30 days? So you would entertain to say, the reason why after 30 days it's not going to be an Oila is because when you said La'achar Shloshim Yom Oila, you didn't say anything. Why not? Because since the sanctity of the Oila is not taking effect right now, so after 30 days, it also cannot take effect. But in other words, not to say, and this is what we're saying you shouldn't say, and not to say that the reason why is because the Kedusha Shlamim cannot be Paka Bechti. On that we would say, meaning, no, not like Bar Pada. We would say that the reason why it's going to continue being a Shlamim for even after 30 days, even though you said La'achalam and Yem, it should be Oila, because your words have no effect. Because it can't be an Oila after 30 days if right now it's not being an Oila. And that is what the Braisa is specifically coming to say, that no, that had he not said Me'achshav Shlam, then after 30 days it would have been an Oila. Again, this is the first of the two chedushim of the Braisa. So therefore, what you have to say, that this, that what we're now explaining, what the Braisa is coming to say, that after 30 days is not going to be an Oila, is because, why not? If after 30 days it would be, if you didn't say Me'achshav Shlamim, must be because the Kedusha Shlamim cannot be Paka Bechti, which is exactly like the halacha of Bar Pada. That's why it said it like this, and set it up in that way to tell you first that Achal Amidyem, it would be an Oila, and which is one chiddush in its own right, and that's, and because if we didn't say that, we would think the reason why the Kedusha Shlamim will continue is because the Oila can't take effect after 30 days. We're saying no, it would take effect, but the Shlamim will still continue after 30 days. Why? Because although it should be limited, once there's a Kedusha of Shlamim, it cannot be Paka Bechti, which is exactly like Bar Pada's opinion. Therefore, he's not challenged and not refuted from the Braisa. Now, so again, as we explained, that the primary chiddush of this halacha is that after 30 days, it is going to be a Karban Oila. Now, on that we say a double chiddush, although after 30 days it would be a Karban Oila, but if you say Me'achshav Shlamim, so again, there's the two halachas. If you say La'achalam Yoyim, it would be an Oila. Again, it's wrote to be an Oila. It's not going to be an Oila, and it's not exactly like the first case of the Braisa, and that is because that was Kedusha's Damim. He would talk about a different halacha. But if you say Me'achshav Shlamim, so the first 30 days, it will be a Shlamim, and actually it will continue being a Shlamim. But regarding the first chiddush of that, if you didn't say Me'achshav Shlamim, it would be an Oila after 30 days, and that is what the Bar Pada is saying, is what the halacha of the Braisa is coming from, is Midi Dehava Oima Le'ishta, which is similar to when, if a person tells a woman, Skachi li la'achal la'mayoyim, I want you to be engaged to me after 30 days, Dimukudashas, that she is engaged after 30 days, V'avapishon is achal ha'mois, even if the money is already gone, she already used up all the money. In other words, what the Gemara is trying to say for Bar Pada, an explanation of this halacha, the seifa of the Braisa, is that just like by engagement, even though the Kedushin is not taking effect right now, but it could take effect at a later point in time. So although you're doing the what's called the Maisa Kedushin, the Maisa Kedushin is now, but the Kinyan Kedushin, the acquisition, the effect is only then, so too over here. Although the Kedusha of an Oila that you're saying now doesn't take effect right now, but it could take effect at a later point in time, which it will be Kedusha's Oila, La'ach Lamed Yoyim. And again, the only reason why it will not take effect after 30 days is because you said Me'achshav Shlamim, and once it had the sanctity of a Shlamim, so that's not Paka Bechdi, again, exactly like Bar Padas Halacha was. Now, that the Gemara asks, well, Pshita, that's pretty obvious. In other words, it's obvious that it would work for the Kedusha's Oila after 30 days, just like over there by the Kedusha of a woman. So the question is, if you're telling me that that's the intention of what the Brice is coming to teach us, not like we had held in our question that it was actually saying the opposite of Rapada, that we see Kedusha's Aguf is Pakabachti, we're actually saying that no, the Chiddush of the Brice is that if not for the fact that Kedusha Dam Loi Pakabachti, by saying Me'achshav Shlamim, if you did not say that, then after 30 days it would take effect. Even though you're not doing the Maisa now, you're not doing the action now, it was done 30 days before, it could take effect later. And then the question is, yeah, that's pretty obvious. Why would we need the Brisa to tell us? It's exactly just like the case of the woman. Who cares that you did the action now? Of course it could take effect after 30 days. Now, actually, the Ram points out that what is this that the Gemara is asking Pshita? To the contrary, it's a major Chiddush to say that the Kedusha's Oila could take effect after 30 days. In other words, because this is not really so comparable to the case of engagement. Because over there, by the engagement, if let's say he gives her, say, you could be Mekadosh with Kesa, with money. Say, give $100 here for this $100, you're engaged to me. Now, let the engagement be only in 30 days from now. But the money was already used up before those 30 days. So although the money was already used up by then, but that is, as the Gemara explains in Masechet Kedushin Daf Netesim at Aleph, the reason why she gets engaged after the 30 days is because the shibud of the money, the obligations that come with the money that he gave her is still extant, because that favor is still there. Now that's why she's actually Mekudeshes after the 30 days. Because actually, to the contrary, as Duran explains, if let's say a man is, there's three ways to Mekadesh a woman, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, with money, with a document, or cohabitation. Actually, if a man is Mekadesh a woman with a document, and he only wants it to take effect, the acquisition after 30 days, and within the 30 days the document gets torn, she's not going to be Mekudeshes to him after the 30 days. And the reason being is because when the Kedushin has to take effect, there's no document for it to take effect on. So therefore, actually, the question of the Ran is that actually here also, since the whole Kedusha of the Oila was only with the person's words, so the problem is, when the Hekdesh has to take effect in 30 days from now, the person's words are not here anymore. So if that's not here, it's exactly like the document getting torn up. So the Gemara is asking, obvious that it could take effect? To the contrary, it actually is not even comparable, and actually should not take effect after 30 days. So that the Ran says you're right. And actually the Gemara already knew and is relying on what the Gemara is going to answer, that what's called in Halacha, Amirasa Legvaya, even just verbalization in regards to things of heaven, of Hektish, is Kemisirasa Lehadis, like you already did the action in regards to a commoner. And therefore, it's actually pretty obvious that when you make a statement for Hashem, that it's not any worse than when you give money to a woman. And therefore, that was the Gemara's question. It's pretty obvious if by Kedushin you could do the action now and it could take effect after 30 days, even if it's not there anymore, so too when you're saying words to heaven, although it's not around anymore, the words, but it could take effect after 30 days. So what's the Chiddush? So that the Gemara says, Loi Tzrich, it was necessary to say, the Hadr Bey. The Chiddush is talking about where within the 30 days, the person retracted and said, I don't want it to be an Oila. And that the Chiddush is that it's too late. Because once you already said that I want it to be an Oila in 30 days from now, as the Gemara will shortly explain, that just like by the case of Kedushin of a woman, that she can't retract anymore. It's already really Kedushin, although it's not taking effect until 30 days from now. So if you had not said that it should be Me'achshav Shlamim, it actually would be an Oila, even if you want to retract within the 30 days, it's still going to become an Oila after 30 days. Now that the Gemara asks, Hanich Lamanda Amar in the Chazeres. That works well only according to the one who says, which this is a machlekes of Masechtas Kedushin between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that the woman can't retract anymore. Meaning, although it didn't, she's not engaged yet, it's only taking effect after 30 days. But since the Maisa Kedushin was done, so it's already a done deal. She's already engaged and she can't retract anymore. So that makes sense, what you're saying, that that would be the chiddush over here by Oilo, where although it's pretty obvious that it could take effect for after 30 days, but even if he changes his mind and it's not an Oilo yet, you can't retract anymore. But according to the one that says that a woman could retract, so what are you going to say? So you can't say that here the chiddush is even if you're going to retract, because a person could retract between the action and the acquisition. Now the Gemara answers, no, even according to the opinion that says over there that a woman could retract, here by Hekdesh it's different. And the reason being is, because when a person says something to heaven, it's like when you give over something to a person. In other words, even if you hold over there that a woman could retract, but here you can't retract, it's already like a done deal. It's already like the whole acquisition was done, like the thing was finalized. And therefore, that is the chiddush regarding the case of Oilo, where although you're saying L'achal Lamed Yoim, but and you're doing the deeper now, the words now, it could take effect for a later point in time, which we asked, it's pretty obvious, just like the woman. And that was saying that, that even if you're retracting within, it's already too late, because you already said now it should be. And although there are those that hold that by a woman you could retract, even those opinions would hold by Hekdesh that you can't retract, because even just saying words to heaven is just like Misras Lehedi, where the Rishonim explain exactly, it almost would seem like it's even stronger than that. In other words, it's like you're saying Me'achshav Ulachash Lehesha Yom. You're saying that it should take effect right now, so it's like retroactively, even if it's taking effect after 30 days, it's like it was done deal now already. So therefore, even if 10 days later, which is before the 30 days, you want to retract, it's too late because it's really done when it's going to reach 30 days retroactively, it's from now. And therefore, Amiras Ligvoy is that chiddush that even if you Hadarbe, still after 30 days is going to take effect. But again, we answered that it's not a refutation of Barpada, because actually, to the contrary, the Bryce is actually teaching his halacha that Kedushas HaGuf is loy paka bechdi, and that's why the Shlamim will continue. It's only with saying that if you don't say Me'achshav Shlamim, then La'achal Lamayim would take effect, which has those two Chedushim, one in that Kedushas HaGuf is loy paka bechdi, which we had many Chedushim in that, and as the round went through, and also that the Kedushas Oyla could take effect after 30 days, even if you want to retract within, even though you only said it now, and it's only 30 days later that the Kinyan, the Kedushas HaGuf of the Oyla is taking effect.